Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. We are here with the Owner's Manual. I'm John Sylvie, and I have Mary Kay Bowler from the East Cobb Business Association. She is the president. And I also have Zach and Candace White from ZK White Pressure Washing. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to start off with you, Mary Kay, and we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about the East Cobb Business Association, and we're going to talk about your business. Let's go into that first.
I am the development director for an organization called TAGED, and it's the Technology Association of Georgia Education Collaborative. And basically what we do is provide STEM education and enrichment programs for students in grades K through 12. Bring the technology community into the classroom to help kids understand what it'll look like to have a technology career.
Okay. And so let me ask you this. How does that help a business?
We do a couple of things. In the long term, we're building the pipeline of technology employees in Georgia. There's a shortage. Thousands of technology jobs go unfilled every day in Georgia, and the problem will only get worse going forward. So we're encouraging students to study technology subjects and take on technology careers going forward so that these companies that we're attracting in Georgia can in fact fill their employment roles. We're also giving companies an opportunity to meet with kids before they get to college and to begin to develop relationships with kids that they might want to recruit down the road.
Okay. So you've been doing this for years, right?
No, I've actually been doing this in my current position for about 2 months.
Okay. So what did you do before that?
Before that, I had my own company. I was a small business consultant. I did that for 17 years. And my areas of expertise were marketing, finance, and strategic planning, which, oddly enough, led me right into running into a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
On the side, I also worked with FIRST Robotics as a volunteer and worked helping kids understand the business aspects of developing a technology business, and had so much fun doing that, decided that I really needed to figure out a way to promote STEM education full-time.
And that's how you transitioned
it
from
is.
One to the other.
Okay. Yes.
That's a big change.
It is.
Okay. So so tell us about an intern program.
Yeah, our signature program is our high school internship program. And what we do is recruit high school students who are interested in STEM careers, who have some technology experience already, and match them up with companies who need projects done over the course of the summer. It's a 5-week internship program. And we, TAGED, fills the role of recruiting these students, screening them, helping them understand what it's like to be an employee, and then to actually match them up with the appropriate company.
Is it any type of business, or is it a specific?
It could be any type of business. We'd like for the kids to have some sort of technology experience.
Okay.
So it could be any business under the sun, as long as they're doing something technology or science related.
Okay. So what's the cost for a summer intern usually run?
Runs about $1,250. $1,000 of that actually goes to the student. These are paid internships. $250 of it goes to TAGED to help fund our programs. Now, for startups and for nonprofits, we offer scholarships, so it's not too financially difficult for them.
Okay. So how would listeners get more information about TAGED?
The simplest thing is to go online at tagedonline.org. The easiest way to find out about us.
Okay. We're gonna get into the East Cobb Business Association in just a second.
Okay.
I'm gonna let Zach and Candace jump in here and tell us a little bit about what they do for their pressure washing service. And I know that with your service, you have a lot more going on besides just pressure washing.
Correct. We our main business is pressure washing. We do residential, commercial, pretty much anything under the sun. We'll also do like deck repairs, siding, painting, just about anything that we can do and produce a good product.
Okay. So we met last week about you doing my locations, and you had said that something I didn't know, that you guys do striping also for parking lots.
Correct.
Okay. So if if our listeners are needing something like that, then that would be something that they can get hold of you for. Pressure washing, residential decks, sidewalks, whatever.
Absolutely.
Houses.
Correct.
Okay. So how many people do you have on staff?
It's literally myself, my wife Candace, and we have one full-time employee. So we're a pretty small business, but we can handle anything as far as a job. We hadn't found anything else so far that we couldn't do.
How long have you been in business?
This year makes 5 years.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, when you hit that 5-year mark, that's a good hump.
Absolutely.
So how's, how far out would somebody need to be to, schedule for you?
I would say in the summer times, we could average 2 to 3 weeks, of a hold period, between doing the first job to the last job that's on the books. But we've been called out to do jobs literally overnight. We've had customers kind of in a crunch, and they've got to get, and it's more with commercial. They've got to have it done yesterday, and we've always been able to take on the task and produce a great product. And we've surprised many customers with that.
Now, business, commercial business owners tend to procrastinate, so they need everything done last minute. So trust me, I know that. So tell me a little bit about more about what you do in the community. Like, where are you located? Where's your boundaries?
We're out of Cobb County. We tend to be doing jobs in Marietta pretty much daily. Most of our customers, that's basically there we work. Now we've done jobs in Sandy Springs, Atlanta. I mean, pretty much anywhere. Anywhere that a customer needs the job done, we'll go to them and make it happen.
Anywhere that's dirty, it needs to be cleaned.
That's right. We'll make it shine.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, let's turn this to community now, because I'm big on community, and I think that I know that you guys are also, both of you, from what I've read and what I know. So, Mary Kay, let's go back to you. Let's talk about the East Cobb Business Association. Tell me about that, how you got into that, and what your role is, and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, the East Cobb Business Association provides networking and education opportunities for local businesses. Basically, it's get to know your community, get to know the businesses in your community, and find clients. We meet monthly. We have a series of luncheons, after-hours activities, breakfast, things like that, to educate our business owners on what's happening in the community, what's happening in the business world. The way I got into it was as a small business consultant, I needed to find clients. Mm-hmm. And when I moved here to Atlanta about 6 years ago, I sought out opportunities to network with other business owners and found the East Cobb Business Association. And so I've been actively involved since then and am currently the president.
Okay. So what's the cost in joining?
It's only $85 to join. It's the best deal in town.
It is. I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah. In addition to that, there are fees for luncheons and breakfast, but it's very cost effective.
Okay. So what do, as a member,
yes,
what do you get out of the $85?
We get an opportunity to attend all of our events. As I said, there are monthly luncheons, monthly breakfasts, after hours networking activities, which are free of charge. There are also opportunities to list yourself in our directory, to get sponsorship opportunities, which would then appear in the local paper, as well as online. As well as to network with other organizations throughout Cobb County.
Okay. How can listeners get more information about the East Cobb Business Association?
Well, our website is cobbbusinessba.com.
Okay. Can you tell us about some upcoming events that you got going on? I mean, we're getting ready to go into the holidays, so.
Oh, we have lots going on.
Okay.
Our next event, next Tuesday night, we'll have a after-hours networking with all of the business associations in Cobb County And that's actually going to be at Six Flags. It's called the October Haunt. And it's the night of the 27th, 4:30 to 8. And great way to meet hundreds and hundreds, or actually thousands of businesses in Cobb County. In November, we have Bob Ott, Commissioner Bob Ott, coming to speak with us at a breakfast on November 10th. We have a luncheon the third Tuesday of every month, and we'll have that in November as well. Getting into the holiday season, we have both an East Cobb Business Association holiday party, as well as a joint holiday party with several of the other associations, including the Marietta Business Association and the Northeast Cobb Association.
Okay. I'm a member of the Marietta Business Association. That's why I do.
Very active, great yes. association.
Yes. And we're going to be at the October Haunt also.
Yeah.
The association and Zaxby's. So
great.
Yeah. We're
we'll
going to be providing
there.
Some food.
Terrific.
Okay. So, what other programs does the East Cobb Business Association have besides the luncheons and networking, the after hours? Anything?
Well, we often have, our breakfasts are often focused on the community. We look at okay. different kinds of community issues, be it everything from tourism to education to what's happening in the government to tax issues. So we try to differentiate. Luncheons tend to be business issues, after hours tend to be straight networking, and breakfasts tend to be much more community focused. We also have lunch and learns, which are an hour long real skill development. For example, we just had one on social media.
Okay.
And we'll do those
That's
quarterly.
That's a big one.
It is.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Zach doesn't know anything about social media. He's not on Facebook. He doesn't promote himself at all. Other people don't promote him either. So he needs to get on there.
He needs to come join us. We'll show him how to do it.
He actually is the celebrity pressure washer on Marietta Facebook. So
that's great.
So, Zach, going back to you for community, tell me about Fred. I know that I've read some stuff, and I know that you're very involved with Fred for about a year now.
Yep. I want to say it was about this time last year. Fred, kind of going back, a lot of people in Marietta would recognize him as there's a guy that he pulls a cart behind his bicycle, and he's got a sign that says scrap metal and cans and stuff like that is what he's looking for. And
it's, but at the bottom it says
no booze
right.
on the sign. And I think a lot of people think, you know, that's not true. I met Fred about a year ago and I've never seen that to be an issue with him.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely doesn't want any booze. He just wants to get off the streets as soon as possible. So I've been kind of going by and checking on him. My wife and I and the kids have met Fred, and he's just a super nice guy. He was, years ago, he was working just like anybody else. He was in a drywall business, and the economy crashed. And I want to say he's been out on the streets for about 10 years now.
Wow.
He is, I've got some notes. I believe he's 55 this year.
Okay.
And it's just, it's rough for him.
So what do you do for Fred?
We try to go by and, you know, take him food. We'll take him clothes. I mean, you name it. We'll try to provide what we can for him. I've also started a Facebook page about Fred, and we've actually got a meeting or an event we're going to do this weekend. And have people come out and just donate things. Right now his cart's broken, mm-hmm. so we've got to get him a new cart. He's only had that particular cart for maybe 3 or 4 months, but he's using this thing daily for work. So
right.
these things are recreational. They're not designed to go out every day, so he's worn it out.
So the cart's for him to carry all the cans and scrap metal and whatever he's given, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've had them donated in the past, and I just try to meet with people and arrange getting the carts to Fred.
Where does Fred live?
He's right around the Big Chicken. I for his safety, I don't want to let out exactly where he's at, but he kind of, if you'll look around the Big Chicken area, he tends to hang around the intersection, the road that splits the Sam's Club and the Walmart on Cobb Parkway. Mm-hmm. He'll be in that area. That's pretty much where you can find him at.
Okay. So anybody can drop off anything to him, cans, scrap metal, food, canned food, or he has the ability to use canned food?
Yes, sir. Now he does, he typically, say if you give him canned goods, he'll usually just eat them cold, but last year, during the winter, we built him a little heater that runs on alcohol, and literally rubbing alcohol, and he can heat his food up with that.
Okay.
So he can, you know, he can have a warm meal if he desires to.
Okay. All right. So where's the event at this weekend?
We're going to do it at Sam's Club. It's going to be toward the back of over where, closer to Sonny's.
Okay.
I'm going to have my truck and my equipment out there, so that'll be a good landmark. It'll be from 12 to 1 p.m. this
12
weekend.
12 to 1? Okay.
Saturday.
So, all right. So make sure that if you're listening that you head out there if you can from 12 to 1. And if not, if they can't come out to the event, how can they get hold of you to possibly get Fred some supplies?
They can check out our Facebook page. Our business page would be an easy way to get in touch with us.
Okay.
Facebook.com/ZK White Pressure Washing.
Okay.
Send us a message there. You can call us however you want to, and we'll arrange to get the items that you want to donate to Fred.
Okay. Well, I'll also put out there that if you want to drop anything off at both of my locations, then I can get them to you. So, we'll put that out there also.
That would be great too, because we don't have a standalone location currently for people, and most of the people that want to donate are in Marietta, so that would definitely help. That'd be a huge benefit.
Yeah, well, they can definitely come to the one across from the Civic Center, so to drop off. So, okay, we're going to wrap up here in just a few minutes. So, Mary Kay,
yes.
Anything else that you would like to talk about STEM, about TAG, about East Cobb Business Association?
Well, I think one of the things I'd like local businesses to know from a TAG Ed standpoint is that we get a lot of students that apply for our internships from Cobb County.
Okay.
But we don't have a lot of businesses that offer internships. So we're really actively looking for businesses to take on students.
So more technology businesses.
Yes.
Okay.
And some of the things that the kids can do, I mean, it's everything from developing websites to testing programming to even competitive analysis. I mean, it's all over the place. So if it's a great opportunity for a company, if they just have a special project or some sort of need on a short-term basis, we can help them find the right student.
Okay. Well, we have plenty of technology.
We do.
Businesses in Cobb County.
Yes.
So that would be awesome if they stepped up and, you know, up and helped out.
And if they want to find out what we're all about on a short-term basis, we have other opportunities. We have a group that we call the STEM Champions. We're companies that have agreed to donate time. And it's everything from working in a classroom occasionally to judging some of our challenges. We have web challenges and IT challenges and just helping out on a short-term basis. So again, if they let me know, my email address is mkbowler@tagonline.org. I can hook them up.
Okay. Anything about the East Cobb Business Association you want to put out there?
I think I'm not sure that I was clear about the website address, so let me repeat that just so I get people to the right place. It's eastcobba.com.
Okay.
And we'd love to have them join us again. You can come for a couple of events as a guest, and it's open to everybody. We'd love to have them join us.
Check you out. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Zach, Candace, anything else that you guys want to toss out about Fred, about you, about your business? Toss out all your social media tags, whatever you want to do.
Mainly just make sure you visit us on our Facebook page. Give us a like, give us a share. Word of mouth is our number one rule of advertising. We don't typically pay a ton for advertising. Of course, we're in it to make money, not to spend it off. So give us a like and a share on Facebook. Tell your friends, family, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, I think both you guys are doing a great thing in the community with Fred and with East Cobb Business Association. That's a huge thing. You're dealing with a lot of businesses and mm-hmm. helping them network and grow their business.
So exactly.
That's excellent. And
thank you.
And you guys are doing a great job. And I can't wait to see what you guys do with my location. So, if you guys want to check out Fred Marietta George GA on Facebook, then do that, and then you can learn a little bit more about Fred and what you can do to help him, and also check out the East Cobb Business Association website. And I mean, if you're in East Cobb, join sure, because that it definitely only helps your business as well as their association. So we're going to wrap it up. I am John Sylvie. I come visit us at 591 South Marietta Parkway and 2080 Lower Roswell Road in Marietta at both my Zaxby's locations. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP. Thanks and have a great day.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.